Welcome back, everybody. Hope y'all had a great weekend and Easter Sunday. Today's Monday, April 1st, 2024, but we ain't fooling nobody. Thanks for showing up this morning. Leaning a good bit into the sports world today, but it's newsy stuff that most folks might want to keep up with. We're going to talk about a long day on the Gulf, more basketball season, and a baseball legend visiting home. I'm Mike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. Chris Smellie shared some famous last words last week. Quote, "It was really calm on the shore when I went out," he told AL.com's Ben Thomas in a follow-up to the story about his day on the Gulf of Mexico in a kayak. Smellie, who's a former South Carolina quarterback who now coaches at Sylacauga High, was vacationing in Grayton Beach. Now that's South Walton County in the Florida Panhandle. He said he didn't have a life jacket or a cell phone when he launched a kayak Thursday morning to try to hook up with a Spanish mackerel. But he said he found himself a half mile out pretty quickly and realized he was being blown out faster than he was able to paddle toward the beach. He had launched around 7:30 a.m. By midday, friends, the Walton County Sheriff's Department and the Coast Guard were on the lookout. When he was spotted by a helicopter and picked up by a boat a few miles out and a few miles east of where he started, it was around 7:15 p.m., nearly 12 hours. Now, the rescue timing was clutch, and not just because it was getting dark. Smellie said he had used up his energy and had caught a remora and was about to clean it and eat it raw. Alabama fans get another weekend of basketball, thanks to the Tide's 89-82 win over Clemson in the NCAA tournament's round of eight on Saturday. Now, this is the first time Alabama has ever advanced to the Final Four. The Tide will play top-seeded, top-ranked, and defending champion UConn in a semifinal game at 7:49 p.m. Alabama time on Saturday. Purdue and North Carolina State will play in the other semifinal, scheduled for 5:09 p.m. Championship game will be next Monday. All Final Four games are at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said baseball officials are planning to have Willie Mays attend the June 20th Rickwood Field game between the Giants and Cardinals, reports AL.com's Howard Koplowitz. Now, the game is being marketed as MLB at Rickwood Field, a tribute to the Negro Leagues. Manfred said he hopes Mays is healthy enough to make the trip. Now, Mays is 92 years old. He's from the Birmingham area. He roamed the outfield for the Birmingham Black Barons during the Negro Leagues games at Rickwood. Now, of course, he went on to be one of the greatest players in the history of the game. We thank y'all so much for taking the time to listen to us. We're going to come back and do this again tomorrow. Until then, y'all come on by and see us anytime you want to on the World Wide Web at AL.com.